Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome to Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So obviously, big, big, big news day, and we're going to be talking about China, we're going to be talking about Trump and the FBI raid, but I need to open with monkeypox and a quick update on that. Some interesting developments with monkeypox. Worldwide, the global case number has been tallied now at about 30,100 global cases. Again, an underreporting because it takes a while to catch up, and you have some people not necessarily coming forward who, you know, have mild cases. In the States, we have about 8,900 cases. Remember, it was at 7,500 from Friday to Monday, and I told you guys the numbers are going to look like they go up pretty quickly. It's just because the reporting is catching up, and the reporting catches up on Monday. So now U.S. cases are about 8,915. In terms of the JYNNEOS vaccine, there's not enough. They've ordered more vaccines, but they're going to take a while to come. And the JYNNEOS vaccine is a subcutaneous vaccine, so it's not necessarily intramuscular, but it's the sub-Q level layer. They're thinking about maybe administering it intradermally, kind of like the little bubble we get with the TB shot, because they think they could then do less, have less of an aliquot, and it still be effective, and then have more vaccine for more people. So I think the FDA is thinking about that change, so whatever supply we have, we could kind of stretch it out. So we'll keep you guys posted. But one development is people in the LGBTQ plus community are starting to, they've been at work trying to minimize risk, minimize the number of sex parties, spread education on vaccine and spread. But one thing that's being done is the concept of sex pods. Now, I know it's always, you know, brings laughter when somebody like me, you know, covers a sex story because obviously I'm no expert. And I couldn't imagine being invited to a sex pod. A single person doesn't want to have sex with me. How could there be a whole pod? But pod, which is a term we've been using a lot these days, is where you have a group of individuals in a small area or a small circle. And the sex pod concept is, look, I'm monkeypox negative, you're monkeypox negative, or we're vaccinated. Only we will sleep with each other or have our own small sex party or just hang out with each other, as opposed to going to the typical fun parties or whatever of whatever's out there. And the concept kind of grew from the COVID lockdowns. You know, when COVID locked us down, you know, the younger generation is like, so wait a second, so my youth stops here, no dating, no partying, no sex. So with COVID, what a lot of the younger people did, and it was cool because, you know, I got to hang out with a lot of younger people because they're like, okay, Dahlia's good, she's COVID negative. But the younger people did that, where they had these little groups, these little circles of, you know, who they thought were COVID negative, so they could still hang. So they went to each other's houses, they still drank, they did, and they did activities in their small group. And the Gen Zs were really, really big on that. My son and his friends said same thing. You know, it's just us and our group. We're just staying within us and our group. Well, obviously, somebody could still get COVID from the grocery store or something like that. So it wasn't, you know, foolproof, but it was a very logical concept. And so that's what's happening now, where people in the LGBTQ community are forming these little sex pods so that if they do want to party and have fun and hang out, they have a small group. And it is being commended by some physicians. Me, on the other hand, though, I want to caution people. because this still hasn't been ruled, or if this is monkeypox 2.0, we still can't say it's just a sexually transmitted illness. We have pregnant people, kids, cisgender women. I mean, we've had a lot other individuals get this that are not in the men who have sex with men community. And you could get it from skin-on-skin contact. You could get it from a bite, you know, from a squirrel or rat or prairie dog or monkey. Not that a lot of us are hanging out with those, but still. And you could get it from airborne transmission. So when I, what made me nervous about the little small groups with COVID and now the small sex pod groups is you have this false sense of security. The reason why people make this bubble is because with COVID, they want to rip off the mask. They didn't want to wear the mask and they want to have fun. With the sex pods, they want to not have to sacrifice their sex life. They want to not have to sacrifice, you know, doing what they're doing and enjoying life. The problem with that is there's this false sense of security, just like what happened with the vaccine. When the media kept saying, all you need is the vaccine, all you need is the vaccine, and I'm like, no, if you're hanging out with somebody vaccinated, they could still carry the virus. They're not going to be 100% immune. Don't have that false sense of security, and that's exactly what happened. Same thing with masks. But we were all wearing masks. Well, COVID gets around the masks. It doesn't matter if five of you are wearing masks. If one of you still had COVID and didn't know it, you still spread it. It helped. Maybe the mask helped a little. So with these sex pods, I get it. You know, I've never been invited to one because, you know, like I said, I could barely find one person who wants to sleep with me. I couldn't imagine, you know, an actual group that is all unanimous. Because I think it's like NATO. You have to be unanimous on who enters that group because, you know, But, you know, for those people that are in the sexual world, and this is what you do, you know, these days, I guess, you know, it's something that it shows that people are trying to minimize risk, but they're also not giving into the lockdown anymore. They're really rejecting that sort of plan when it comes to infectious disease. My only concern, though, is this monkeypox is not acting like the other monkeypox. There's some similarities, but a lot of dissimilarities. And I really worry about the false sense of security, and that is the big lesson we should have learned from COVID. When somebody said, all you have to do is wear a mask, all you have to do is be vaccinated and you're good, they were wrong. So I worry about, look, if we just stay within our sex pod circle, how do you know you're not going to get it at the store or at work by touching something that has monkeypox or breathing it from somebody, and then you bring it into your circle? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew, I got allergies today. I got to sneeze. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network is making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, yesterday, I started hearing from everybody and their mother. And a lot of my friends are kind of politically moderate. I have a lot of liberal friends. I have a lot of conservative friends. But I have a lot of them are like, I really, you know, I'm not 100% on either side. And there was a shock that happened yesterday where President Trump was the former president was raided. His Mar-a-Lago home was raided by the FBI. And the media was scrambling because nobody got this leaked. You know, the Supreme Court had a leak with Roe v. Wade, but this wasn't leaked. You know, the FBI is going to raid a president's house, a former president's house. That wasn't leaked. So either all of a sudden, You know, the administration has become leak-free, or, you know, so that was, people in the media are like, did you hear about this? Did you know about this? I'm like, no. You know, I heard about it from my friends. They're like, did you see the news? And I'm like, oh, God, now what? The drama just doesn't stop. And it was interesting because, you know, people reaching out going, well, it's about January 6th. And I'm like, no, it's not. No, this isn't about January 6th. He's being, from what I understand, the former President Trump had the FBI obtained a search warrant and ransacked his house, went into a safe, because they were looking for 15 boxes of documents that could have been classified that he could have taken from the White House. Now, there are laws that you are not supposed to have classified information and classified data at your house. I don't know if Hillary Clinton was ever raided by the FBI. I remember Obama. In fact, I'm looking at an article now. Obama, when he, you know, he got to, I think, take his letters and his diaries. George Washington got to take letters and diaries and all that. The classified information from the White House is federal property, but presidents oftentimes get to take their mementos and diaries and letters with them. So I'm looking at something here from 2009 with CNN, and I guess President Obama had his letters, and, you know, and he had some things that I guess not a lot went to the shredder, they said. He, there was, I guess, a clearing out the desk, and I don't know, they were talking about this big hole. Apparently it's like a, it's almost like a little ritual of the stuff you get to take with you and mementos and the stuff you have to leave. Now, I don't know what the hell could be in the 15 boxes they're looking for with President Trump, but we'll see what happens. But I am, because I love looking at political psychology, and I love looking at you know, how it helps or hurts elections. And President Trump, who nobody would have ever thought would be the bully, people kind of looked at him as the bully. He's starting to garner, and he has been, that he's getting bullied by deep state. And when I heard that the FBI raided, and this really wasn't about January 6th, this was to see if he had mementos that he shouldn't have had or any classified information from the White House at his residence, I was like, okay, they might have shot themselves in the foot on this one. You know, I mean, you know, I want all elections to have integrity. I want the right person for the job to be elected, but I am definitely going to speak out if I think it's a witch hunt. And now the support that Trump is getting and the fallout of this is if the FBI doesn't produce something warranting why they had to go into an ex-president's home and enter his safe and look at his tighty-whities or whatever he wears, then the FBI could be in a lot of trouble. Now, my guess is they wouldn't have risked that unless they thought they had something. And I have to tell you, with audits, and, I had a friend who was Medicare audited. We've never been audited because we didn't really, you know, we're pretty low key. We didn't really see a lot of, you know, Medicare patients as it was. We had a much younger population. But one of my friends got Medicare audited, and he said they have to find something because you can't go back to your boss and say nothing. And so they found something like where he saw the patient, he coded it a doctor visit, and they said he should have coded it a nurse visit. He goes, but I was in the room. They go, yeah, but you didn't document enough. So there is no way the FBI is going to get behind a microphone and say that they found nothing. And maybe they will find something. Maybe he did take a letter from, you know, Putin where, you know, Putin's like, you know, I'm not going to attack Ukraine, I promise, you know, cross my heart and hope to die. And, you know, maybe they're going to find a letter like that, you know, in Trump's safe and, you know, and we're like, oh, you know, Putin lied to you, Trump, or whatever. Maybe they'll find that, but I really doubt that the FBI, because everyone's like, well, they're not going to find anything. It doesn't matter. They're not going to say that. they're not going to, you know, get behind a mic going are bad. We just raided a former president's home, and you want to know what? Miscalculated. So there's something they feel he had, and they are going to, they're going to say, okay, he has this, so now we have to make a federal case. The problem is did they make a federal case with every other? And we're talking every other political figure that worked for the government. And now the burden of consistency and proper protocols is going to fall on the FBI. The FBI, you know, they have to do their job. If somebody is doing, and you know, you start to kind of wonder, you're like, okay, with everything going on, we have missing, you know, teenagers and missing children. And, you know, we have dead bodies at Lake Mead. With everything going on that the FBI needs to do, these 15 boxes apparently are top priority. Okay. So, fine. You know, if they are doing their job, they're doing their job. But, you know, I don't see how they're going to come out ahead, because if they decide that, let's say, a letter from Condoleezza Rice or something that, you know, Trump could have had, say, you know, hey, you know, or a text, you know, let's meet for dinner or whatever. If that is going to be used to try to prosecute President Trump, then now the FBI has committed themselves to prosecuting everybody. And if they don't, that's going to look very suspect. They're going to have to now go back and then, I guess, prosecute Hillary Clinton or anybody else who has class, you know. And so, you know, how people will steal, you know, white out or post-it notes, and that's stealing. That's bad. It's a fireable offense, but the average employee doesn't get fired. So, you know, with I don't know how much gets taken. I mean, do you guys remember that when Bush went into office, Clinton's team took out all the W's out of all the keyboards to mess with George W. Bush? And so somebody could say that's destruction of property, that's vandalism, that's theft from the White House. Clinton's team didn't get in trouble. It was like, okay, funny prank. So, again, I don't know how crucial what... And the other thing, too, also is, what would Trump need from the White House? I mean, every single thing that pretty much happened got, you know, in the news or on Twitter. And if there was, you know, if he's like, okay, well, you know, Putin might be, you know, trying to invade Ukraine or whatever, I mean, you would think that would be already put to memory. You don't necessarily have to actually have physical evidence. I mean, even if Trump wants to run for office again, he doesn't necessarily need battle plans and things like that. So, you know, I'm really kind of wondering, what is it that he would have kept from an ashtray, but that's not classified. So, you know, if the president did something heinous and criminal and the FBI is supposed to do their job and they vowed now from here on out, we're going to prosecute, then that's what the FBI did. But if this was only about Trump and they're not being consistent, they've just made themselves look bad, and now that has actually bolstered Trump's argument that the deep state is after him and that the FBI treats non-Republicans better. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Florida federal magistrate judge who signed off on a search warrant authorizing the FBI raid of President Trump left the local U.S. Attorney's Office more than a decade ago to represent employees of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Should be noted, Jeffrey Epstein's second and final arrest was under President Trump's watch. The top GOP House member says an investigation into Attorney General Merrick Garland will happen if Republicans take control of the House in the midterms. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy made the pledge on Monday. McCarthy joins a chorus of GOP leaders criticizing what they call the weaponization of the Department of Justice. 18 inches of rain swamped South Korea's capital region Tuesday, turning Seoul streets into car-jammed rivers and sending floodwaters into subway stations. At least 9 people were killed, some drowning in their homes. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I cannot go on with the show without giving a proper goodbye to Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John, I grew up idolizing her. I would try to sing Hopelessly Devoted to You in the shower until, you know, my mom's like, okay, stop it, you're hitting the note wrong. Hopelessly devoted to you. That high note is a tough one, but I can hit it now, but I couldn't hit it then. And still nobody wants to hear it. But Olivia Newton-John was a favorite because of Grease, Xanadu, Let's Get Physical, and then all the other things she's done. But the most admirable and heroic thing was her fighting breast cancer for 3 decades. Sadly, she lost the battle yesterday at the age of 73 On Instagram, her husband, John Easterling, posted, Dame Olivia Newton-John passed away peacefully at a ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. We ask that everyone please respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time. She's been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer. Her healing inspiration and pioneering experience with plant medicine continues with the Olivia Newton-John Foundation Fund, dedicated to researching plant medicine and cancer. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that any donations be made in her memory at the Olivia Newton-John Foundation. Olivia is survived by her husband, John Easterling, daughter Chloe Latanzi, sister Sarah Newton-John, brother Toby Newton-John, nieces and nephews Toddy, Fiona, Brett Goldsmith, Emerson, Charlie Zach, Jeremy Randall, Pierce Newton-John, Jude Newton-Stock, Layla Lee, Kira, Tasha Edelstein, and Brandon Valerie Hall. So, you know, we've been watching and following this for a while. In 2019, in an interview with 60 Minutes, she was very open about how she didn't know how much longer she had. Now, that was 3 years ago. I mean, her story, you know, and battling stage 4 breast cancer multiple times is unfathomable what she was able to do. And in 2019, we spoke about how she didn't know how long she had to live. Citing the concept that we're all dying at any time and could be hit by a truck, she is focusing on the life she has. She says, when you're given a cancer diagnosis or a scary, honest diagnosis, you're suddenly given a possibility of a time limit. If somebody tells you you have 6 months to live, very possibly you will, because you believe that. So for me, psychologically, it's better not to have any idea of what they expect and what the last person that has what you have lived, so I don't tune in. That's what she said. In 2018, she reported she was using both traditional and alternative medications to treat her metastatic breast cancer. She actually had kept her cancer at bay twice, but it had returned in 2018, and this is what we believe sadly got her 4 years later. It had metastasized to her sacrum and part of the low back. So she had grown cannabis in her Santa Barbara home and used its oil to help with the pain. She said, my dream is that in Australia soon, because she's from Australia, it will be available to all the cancer patients and people going through cancer that causes pain. So her diagnosis started in 1992, 30 years ago. She underwent chemo, had a modified radical mastectomy revolving the breast and lymph nodes, and then she had breast reconstruction. She did yoga, acupuncture, and massage in her treatment regimen. Now, with breast and lymph node involvement, we're already talking stage 3. And then if it had metastasized, stage 4. So for her in the early 90s to still be able to survive that, somebody did something right. Then in 2013, she had a minor car accident, and a lump in her left shoulder revealed breast cancer. So obviously stage 4. In an interview with Susan G. Komen Foundation, she shared a story. She goes, I meditated every day, did yoga, used homeopathy, ate well. I boosted my inner strength as much as I could. When bad thoughts came in, I pushed them right out. I had what was called a modified radical mastectomy with reconstruction done to my breast immediately. A woman can be traumatized waking up with nothing there. And I always recommend that. For those of you that do have your breasts removed, it's traumatizing. Even if you're going through, you know, gender reconstruction, you can't underestimate what it's going to be like missing a body part. You might tell yourself, I don't care, but your body can't get over it. Your mind can't get over it because it's missing a body part. And so for those people that are removing them because of breast cancer, I do highly recommend, reconstruction or at least a discussion on that. So, you know, she had fought bravely. You know, in 2019, the American Cancer Society had said that, you know, stage 4 breast cancer had a 5-year survival rate of 22%. She blew that out of the water. Stage 3, the 5-year survival rate is about 72%. Now, it really depends on the type of breast cancer you have, triple negative, estrogen positive. But, you know, people are doing better. They're living longer. And, you know, it just, you know, to live almost half your life with a cancer diagnosis is something that, you know, many of us couldn't even imagine. And, you know, she was able to do it. And, you know, her career was blossoming, and it took a step back, and, you know, she was very, very active. And, you know, cannabis, people always ask me, you know, did cannabis save her life? Could have. I mean, something went right with this. But then something also went wrong. The cancer came back. So I don't know if she had the triple negative, which is the much more severe. I don't know if, there was a mess up somehow. I don't know if maybe she was, you know, misdiagnosed that she actually had stage 4 when they might have believed she had originally stage 3. But I have never seen somebody with stage 4 that, you know, is found incidentally, like during a car accident, to do as well as she did. So I do think the homeopathy helped, and the yoga, and the meditation. I really do believe that the positive thoughts and prayer, you know, I told you the power of prayer is huge in medicine. We don't talk about it a lot because, you know, we don't want to, get usually in schools and things like that. You know, nobody wants to be sued for lack of separation and state and all that. But when students ask me, you know, do you ever pray with your patients? Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. When patients ask, you know, what about prayer? I told you guys, I had a lady, she broke a rib. She was, I think, 60-some years old. She fell, broke, I think, 2 of her ribs. She was in pain. The ER doc gave her all this medication, and she didn't want to take it. She was in a lot of pain and trouble breathing. She went to church. Pastor did some prayers. The whole congregation joined in. Pain stopped. She is jumping around my office, and I believed her that she didn't pick up the medication. You could actually, there's actually databases, you know, that show if certain narcotics and stuff were picked up. She's running around. She goes, I feel great. Can you look to see if the fracture is even there? And I go, well, this happened a week ago, so I'm sure the fracture is there. But she goes, just take the x-ray. I feel good. She is running around the office giggling. My staff thought it was fantastic. And, yeah, she had 2 fractures. Fresh fractures. So, to me, power prayer. Because remember, a lot of our pain does come from our mind. And I do think there is some pain that we could really actively control. Now, there's others, there's just no way. No way. And many people find cannabis to help with that. I think there are some where it just doesn't help. And there's, you know, where you might not have the cannabinoid receptors, but there's others that go, this is what I use. And, you know, I'd rather they use cannabis than narcotics because, you know, I think it's easier to get off cannabis and narcotics. So Olivia Newton-John, you know, may she rest in peace, you know, what she's done for breast cancer and, you know, alternative treatments has been huge. And she won't be forgotten. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm sorry, I don't want to say I told you so, but I had said that the year 2022 was not going to be without its drama. And even though the year 2020 is going to go down in infamy, this 2022 really sucks. And I think this 2022 is going to be also in infamy. So, a lot of drama. And so here we are with Taiwan saying, look, all these drills that China's doing, they're going to attack soon. Meanwhile, you have people saying, nah, not going to happen until 2024. They're only going to mess with Taiwan probably when the U.S. has their elections. I don't think so. I don't think they're going to wait. China right now is peacocking. And even though China has peacocked before, China's not stupid. And if China sees that they have a opportunity, they're going to seize it. But they're also not going to want to make the same mistake as Putin did with Ukraine. Now, Putin has made some gains in Ukraine, has gotten a hold of supports, and has tragically and sadly and, you know, committed, you know, genocide and caused a huge disruption of the Ukraine way of life and their economy. But here they are, what, it's been month five, month almost going into month six, and no, they were not able to take over Ukraine. That was a surprise to them. And one of the reasons why is, one is the resolve of the Ukrainian people, but two is all the international support. So people have been helping Ukraine, giving them billions. I think we just promised another billion, giving them weapons and all that. And China doesn't want to do that. China doesn't want to look like Russia. China wants to, and has always wanted to, be the most feared, biggest, baddest, you know, dude on the block. And so I don't see them stalling and peacocking for too long. They're going to probably do a very abrupt, right away onslaught. I don't know if it's going to be in a week. I don't know if it's going to be in a year or 2 years. But I don't think they're going to play around like and allow international support and weapons and people coming over to help fight. I don't think they're going to want to draw it out. Also, it costs them money. And so I think they've been following, and we all have discussed this, and it's no secret that, you know, they were delayed with the Olympics. They might have wanted to move on Taiwan sooner, but they had the Olympics. They had to do what they had to do. And then here's Russia going, well, we want to, you know, move in on Ukraine. And, you know, Xi Jinping's probably like, well, let's watch and see how that works out. And so he's seeing that what happened with Ukraine is, since many, many countries rely on Ukraine, and the oil and the, or they rely on Russia and the fuel, and they rely on Ukraine and the grain, that it can cause some instability. And he's also watching that nobody really wants World War III. They would rather give money and give supplies to Ukraine than just cut the snake's head off at the start and save us the 6 months of, you know, money being, you know, continually pumped in to the Russia-Ukraine war. And so China's going to feed on that. And I think China's going to have, you know, two options, both involving a very fast, you know, precise takeover of Taiwan. I believe they would either do it just grossly, where they're like, you know what, we're just going to bomb them, they're going to be done, now it's ours. But I think it might be the other, because they need Taiwan. Taiwan is very functioning. Taiwan helps their economy, is a very, very a significant factor in production and manufacturing in their factories, so they're going to want to preserve them. So if there is a delay, it's because my feeling is they want to make sure they still preserve it. And they need people to rule. Russia doesn't care if Ukrainians leave and all that. But remember with Afghanistan and Taliban? The Taliban needed Afghanis to still run the country, whether they held them hostage or not. Now, Russia still needed Ukrainians to run the nuclear plants, but Russia seems to be less caring about the population, just like the Nazis were. I believe China, you know, might still want the Taiwanese and you know the Taiwan infrastructure to still be there. So as Americans, you know, what happens to us? Well, unlike Russia, which I think we do, what, how many billions in trade? Let me see if I can find the numbers. All right. And Ukraine. If we, U.S. trade with Russia is $36 billion a year. Trade with Ukraine, $4 billion a year. So that caused maybe a $40 billion in trade deficit. According to Yahoo Finance, our trade with China is $656 billion per year. Imports of consumer products in all of our homes components for our cars, components for a lot of our American goods made in China or Taiwan. Our medications, and this is where I'm scared to death. So many of our generics made in China. Your COVID tests. Look at what happened when you guys got your free COVID test from the Biden administration. They said made in China. That iHealth Labs was maybe an American company, but again, it's cheaper to make in China. Then we got the South Korean test, which I thought were actually better tests. They did pretty good in terms of picking up the variant of Omicron. But if a lot of our medical goods and our medical products and our medications come from China, we're in trouble. So now, you know, people are saying, wait a second here. Our trade with Taiwan is $114 billion, even more than, you know what we do with Ukraine or Russia. Our trade with China is $656 billion. That can be 10 times of the loss of our trade and our economy. And so, you know, us as Americans, okay, look, I'm fine. I don't need knickknacks. I could wear the same clothing. I cannot find substitutes of medications for my patients. And if patients can't get medications and they can't get medical goods, we're in a crap load of trouble. Now, I know President Trump kept saying, look, guys, you know, we need to have less reliance on China. I think a lot of us have agreed, but also easier said than done. I don't really know, you know, exactly what we're doing to decrease our reliance. People say that Biden's infrastructure will help us with that. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But we are so behind the curve. We are decades behind the curve because it was cheaper to do things in China. It was cheaper to, you didn't have to pay the extra taxes. You didn't have to do the Obamacare. You didn't have to, you know, if you made X amount of money and had these amount of employees, you didn't have to, you know, on top of that, do all the laws that the U.S. has in terms of, you know, what you need to do in terms of corporation and taxes and employees. So, you know, companies found it cheaper to do things overseas. I mean, companies want to make money. So our overseas dependence has now put us in a position where whatever happens with Taiwan will probably hurt us more than we could imagine. So me, I'm going to probably invest a little less in the stock market. I think the stock market's going to tumble. I'm going to start saving up on some goods. I bought 3 new blouses, and you guys are going to probably see me wear those the next couple of years if we go to war in China. In fact, it's funny. A lot of the clothes online, when you buy some tops online, they come from China. So a lot of us will be naked. So, you know, buy what you can, you know, I'd like to wait for inflation to go down, but if real estate is a whole other issue, China's been buying up a lot of our real estate. So if there's something you think you're going to need for the next 30, 40 years, I would get it now. That would be my guess. My vote. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.